Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, a lot of people, everyone's heard of Chardonnay, everyone's heard of Pinot Noir, but sometimes we lose sight of the fact that these two wines are, for all intents and purposes, brothers and sisters, and they grew up in Burgundy.
They absolutely did.
And the Burgundian winemakers, they certainly know their way around these grapes, both in the vineyard and in the cellar. And it's always interesting to see what happens if you move the operation to, say, the West Coast of America and see what you get.
Interesting project here is it's called the West Burgundy Wine Collective. And this is a project of the Jackson Family Wines Group. And they've gotten to the point now where they own enough properties in all these different parts of Oregon and California that are focusing specifically on Burgundian wines, that they're really trying to showcase certain terroirs and small producers and some individual vineyards. So it's a pretty interesting project. These are all going to be what we tend to refer to as being Saturday night dinner quality wines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So while I don't think there's any quote-unquote bargains here for the quality that these are delivering, I think these are all actually fairly good values. So I'll start you off with a Chardonnay. This is from a property called the Carneris Hills Winery. They're doing something a little bit different here. They're putting it on the label as Chardonnay D-E-N-E-T, which they claim is the original spelling of it before it became whatever and turned into a Y. Anyway, this is from the Durrell Vineyard. It's the 2012. Mm-hmm. If you are a fan of big, classic California Chardonnay with layers and layers of flavor and still a really nice structure, this is going to fit your sweet spot. It's golden color, very lush pear and apple flavors with notes of caramel and vanilla. There is a subtle but appropriate acidity that informs the flavor profile. It's very long finish. I mean, this is for your big white things, savory shrimp dishes or lobster. Big and embracing and about $45. Moving into Pinot Noir, a wine that I tried before and liked and now I really like because I've tried it some subsequent vintages. This is called Champ de Rêve. It's a 2012 vintage. This is from Anderson Valley, California. Anderson Valley has really been an emerging Pinot Noir region lately. This has got, you know, garnet color, blueberry, subtle cedar flavors with just the notes of both rose and cherry. Mm. There's a silkiness to the body. It's rather full-bodied, but it's definitely got some finesse. And that one's going to run about $37.
Actually, for a wine that complex,
yeah,
if you had, what would you get if you paid $37 for a Burgundy?
You would not get anything like that.
I agree.
That I thought it was very good value. Wild Ridge 2012, Sonoma Coast Pinot Noir. Forward strawberry, cherry, and biscuit and plum flavors. Sort of a silky texture. Just something to look forward to in about the $40-plus dollar range. And one new producer I'd never had before that I loved. This is Siduri, S-I-D-U-R-I. This is a gentleman who actually just sources grapes from a number of different properties. The winemakers, Adam Lee, I had lunch with him. Great stuff. There's a Willamette Valley Pinot Noir. 2014 that sells for about $30. I like that one. That's sort of their entry-level one. Then he has one from Santa Lucia Highlands, which is going much further south, sells for about $36. This has got sort of blackberry tobacco and a hint of mint. But if you had to pick one, the 2013 Siduri Russian River Pinot Noir is awesome. Lush, forward, deep cherry, plum, silky textures, wonderful integrated acidity. $36. Awesome.
Hugh, I can't wait to try some of these. They sound great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.